dictation for Edward Schumacher is S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R, March 375. Address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up for Mr. Schumacher with a renal transplant from wife, 2014, Mayo Clinic. Family, a strong personal history, FSGS, and question also IgA, a strong family history for FSGS. Last visit, October 2022. There has been, so far, no evidence of recurrence of the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Which at that time was causing hemolytic anemia, acute and chronic renal failure, question liver metastasis, primary localized in the ileum. He completed chemotherapy with capital R hyphen CHOP, C-H-O-P, and as far as I know, there has been no recurrence. Mayo Clinic is following for that problem. He has no kidney transplant tenderness, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. There is always some degree of foaminess, chronic back pain, which is baseline, no anti-inflammatory agents, also some arthritis of the knees. Worse on the right side, prior injection did not help. Second opinion, Dr. Lilly, L-I-L-L-Y, bursitis monitor over time. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, abdominal pain, bleeding. Denies edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Weight up through the winter from 272 to 280. No skin rash, bruises. Next paragraph, pressure medications only on Tacro, 5 milligrams twice a day, off the Celcept, no steroids, he not tolerated HCTC for blood pressure, was not feeling well, blood pressure remains high, today is 160, 106 on the left side, the large calf. Alert of the intestine 3, no gross skin, mucosal or lymph nodes abnormalities, respiratory, cardiovascular, normal, overweight of the abdomen, no kidney transplant tenderness, ascites, masses, and no gross edema or neurological problems. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from February, creatinine 1.5 for a GFR of 57, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia, hemoglobin up to 15 with a normal platelet count. There has been previously documented gross proteinuria, more than 300 milligrams per gram. He was 700. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant from wife, 2014, Mayo Clinic. Next number, CKD stage 3, clinically stable, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, FSGS and IgA on biopsy. Next number, strong family history of FSGS. Next paragraph, post-transplant lymphoproliferative disorder as indicated above. Diffuse large B-cell manifested with hemolytic anemia, liver metastasis, localized on the ileum, followed by Mayo Clinic. Clinically, no B symptoms, no fever, no weight loss, no changes in appetite, hemoglobin is stable, nothing to suggest hemolysis. Next number, hypertension poorly controlled. I'm going to increase the amlodipine to 10 milligrams. He's going to call me with blood pressure on the next 10 days. to see the maximal effect of these side effects of edema constipation discussed with the patient. We might need to try again a diuretic, probably starting a low dose, and monitoring careful potassium magnesium acid base. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants because of the lymphoma of the cell set. Tacro level therapeutic, 4.7. Our goal is 4 to 8. Policy discussed with the patient. As the weather is changing, expected him to increase physical activity, weight reduction, needs to eat healthy food. Plan to see him, chemistries will be done in a monthly basis, and we will update protein in the urine and PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. End of dictation.